Les colloques du Collège de France.
My name is Osamu Masui. This works. I'm from Japan in Riken. So I'd like to talk this title, Role of Exist Species Repeat in X Inactivation in Female Mouse Embryogenesis. So as you listened from the two speakers, so yeah, we now know that Exist is actually the trigger of X inactivation. This Exist RNA induces many chromatin changes during the X inactivation. And we are focusing on these polychrome complexes, PRC1 and PRC2, and especially PRC1. And there are many chromatin changes, but now we know that PRC1 is almost the master controller of these chromatin changes, I would say. Actually, these chromatin modifications accumulate on the inactive X chromosome. So as we are focusing on in vivo status, so yeah, let me briefly introduce this slide. So yeah, X inactivation is imprinted in mouse embryogenesis, and actually paternal X chromosome is always inactivated. And this is followed by the X-linked gene expression ratios between males and females. It's just 2.0 at the start, but it just goes to close to 1.0 during the development. So yes, so in terms of the Exist RNA, we now know that many regions, conserved regions of Exist RNA actually bind to many proteins. And here I would like to focus on this B and C repeat, which actually binds to this PCGF35-PRC1 thanks to Niu. And this next recruits PRC2.2 and finally accumulates polychrome histone modifications, histone H2A-K119 ubiquitination and histone H3K27 trimethylation. And we now know that these polychrome complexes are important for the maintenance of X inactivation. However, we still do not know it's actually critical for the initiation phase of X inactivation by Exist RNA. So, yeah, this is because, generally speaking, polychrome is known to be essential for the maintenance of gene silencing, but it's dispensable from the initiation of gene silencing. So I just showed the example of the Hox gene silencing, here Drosophila and mouse case. And as you can see here, in this PRC2 mutant, these Hox genes are properly silenced in this mutant, but it's not properly maintained at later stage of development. And it's also same for the mouse Hox gene silencing. It's properly silenced in this PRC1 mutant here, but its silencing is not maintained in the later phase of development. So so our question is, this is also the case for Exist-mediated polychrome recruitment. Is it also essential or dispensable for this Exist-mediated gene silencing phase? So yes, here let me just briefly explain. This Exist species repeat retains many binding motifs of this HNRNPK protein. So these rectangles actually show the binding motifs, and it's actually concentrated on these B repeats and also C repeats here. And so this is also proved by this E-clip analysis. If we pull down with HNRNPK here, this B repeat showed clear sharp peak of this HNRNPK binding and broad peak for this C repeat binding here. So actually, by using embryonic stem cell model, well, Edis and Niu showed pretty different conclusions, I understand. So for example, in Edis experiment, they used this Exist BC mutant in male embryonic stem cells and showed this BC deletion has comparable function to Exist wild type full length. However, in Niu's experiment here, for example, they also used this Exist delta BC mutant here, and this is a control, so it goes to silencing during the induction of Exist RNA, but it's compromised in this BC mutant, suggesting BC repeat has an important role for exist mediated silencing initiation. So we just wondered what happens in vivo situation. So to that end, we decided to create exist PC mutant in the mouse. So we just made this PC mutant as well as this only B repeat mutant, which could be hypomorphic phenotype, I think. And also we used this exist A repeat mutant, but this is CAG promoter driven from Takashi Seido, and also exist full length knockout from Anton Woods. So we first checked the phenotypes of this female embryonic lethality. Here the top panel shows actually BC repeat mutant, and in this magenta region shows, I think they're already lethal at E8.5, but from E8.5 to E12.5, they're lethal, I think. And in contrast, exist mutant and exist A repeat mutant showed more severe phenotypes. They died at E7.5 around. And what about this B repeat hypomorphic mutant? They survived longer, but they finally died at this E15.5 or 18.5, probably because of the malformation of placental part, and the circulation looked very bad. So we concluded the lethality phenotype is A repeat is phenocopies just exist mutant, but PC repeat showed milder phenotype, but still dying at from E8.5 to E12.5. So then we asked whether this exist PC mutant could recruit polycomb modifications or not. So we just stained this E3.5 blastocyst by antibodies for these two modifications, polycomb modifications. And what we found is actually exist B repeat lacked these two modifications from the exist coated domain. But this is not the case for exist A repeat mutant. And B repeat mutant showed partial accumulation of these two polycomb marks, suggesting the amount of polycomb is important for the female survival. So then we next asked, which X-linked genes actually are affected by this exist BC mutant? So by using hypomorphic, different strains of mouse, here we used this JF1 mouse with BRAC6 normal mice, and performed this allele-specific RNA sequencing analysis, and just analyzed this E3.0 modular and E3.5 mid-blastocyst. And thanks to the presence of this X-linked GFP on the paternal X chromosome, we can identify which embryo is female and also detect the degree of the exist GFP expression level. For example, here, wild-type exist shows pretty silenced GFP expression, but it's lacked in this delta exist and delta A, delta BC mutant. And delta B mutant showed partial silencing here, suggesting endogenous X-linked genes also show similar tendency, I think. And then we performed this allele-specific analysis to the endogenous X-linked genes. So here, the control. Many genes are just ongoing silencing here, but it's completely lacked in this exist null mutant, and also that's the case for this BC repeat mutant and A repeat mutant. Many genes are still not properly silenced here. So this is E3.5 blastocyst. And I also looked at the half-day area, E3.0 states, and the results are same. BC repeat mutant lacked silencing here. So we conclude that BC repeat probably mediate polycomb complexes are critical for X-linked gene silence, initiation of silencing in this in vivo situation. And if we compare this A repeat dependent genes and BC repeat dependent genes, so we saw actually partial overlap here. And at earlier stage, E3.0, so many genes are only B repeat dependent. Here, these blue circles are BC repeat dependent genes. But that disappeared at E3.5, and these green circles, so these are actually A and BC repeat, both dependent genes. here. So what we noticed is actually this BC repeat mutant genes have CpG island at their promoters, because CpG island is a target of the polycomb complexes. So this is something consistent, I think. And we also analyzed the length of the CpG island here. So what I want to say here is this part. So this BC repeat dependent genes have longer CpG island lengths here. We're suggesting these CpG islands are actually attractor for polycomb complexes. So then we analyzed this ultra low input chip seq analysis by using this E3.5 BLASTSIS and E7.5 this ectoplasmidial compact. So what we saw is actually these two K27 trimethylation and H2AK119 ubiquitination accumulate during the development, E3.5 and E7.5 maternal, paternal, respectively. And then we just focused on the genic region of this informative X-linked gene in this E3.5 RNA sequencing. So what we saw is actually these E3.5 and E7.5 embryos, H3K27 trimethylation and UH2A, both gradually accumulate on the paternal X-linked gene body region. However, if we focused on this A repeat dependent genes and BC repeat dependent genes, we did not see any significant difference between, in terms of these two polycomb marks, actually. So, but these marks showed a lower amount of accumulation in these escapees, not yet silenced genes in both modifications. So at this moment, we do not know what the cause to make the different responses for these A-dependent genes and BC-dependent genes. And we are still analyzing the change of these two modifications, or any other modifications, chromatin modifications, in these mutant embryos. So I think that's it. So there's no timer here, so I don't know what time actually I have now. But yeah, but let me summarize the result. So deleting exist BC repeats actually resulted in almost complete loss of K27 trimethylation and UH2A on the inactive X chromosome in these embryos. And actually, BC repeat mutant resulted in female specific lethality as early as E8.5, slightly later than exist mutant. And allele specific RNA sequencing using a single E3.5 BLASTSIS reveals that many X-linked genes were actually not properly silenced in this BC deletion, suggesting probably BC repeat mediated polycomb recruitment important for the initiation of X-linked gene silencing. And this BC repeat dependent genes have CpG islands. And ChIP-seq analysis also showed these two polycomb modifications accumulate on inactive X chromosome. But we still do not see the difference between these A repeat dependent genes and BC dependent genes. So now that's what we want to analyze more. Yeah, I think that's it. So let me thank our collaborators. So these works are actually done in Riken IMS in Yokohama, and we have many collaborators helping us to this analysis. And yeah, that's it.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.